You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Everybody, sorry, I was a little lag there, a little late on my intro, but you're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio, and we have another wonderful Friday. I hope you guys are ready. Got a lot of cool information for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. I'm going to turn that down a little bit. You can hear in the background. So check this out, guys. I actually want to read something to you that we got from Blog Talk Radio themselves. And I'll turn this down a little bit more. There we go. So I'm going to read this from Blog Talk. This is a special section about this. It's a long email, actually. And this is from the lead editorial director of Blog Talk Radio directly. Blog Talk Radio will be making an even greater effort to promote and brand our top shows to our users. Up until now, the staff pick destination has usually been accompanied by a photograph or a guest. As editorial director of Blog Talk Radio, I feel it's important for a long-term success of the network that your show, rather than your guests, be the visual focus of our promotional efforts. Therefore, because you've been selected as one of our top 300 hosts on Blog Talk Radio out of 15,000, we've commissioned our team of talented graphic designers and artists to design a brand new profile page image for your show. Absolutely no cost to you. So I wanted to really touch on that piece, because I know Blog Talk has over a million members, and they have 15,000 featured hosts as far as their show goes, and we're in the top 300 of all shows, of all hosts. So we want to say thank you to Blog Talk Radio for acknowledging that. That's awesome. And we're glad that everybody likes it. And we want to say thank you to you guys, specifically the fans, for supporting us and tuning in and making us be in that position. That's really, really awesome. And, Easily Broadcasting has a lot of great shows, so we want to give props to all of our shows, Shane Sparks' shows and Mo Eger's show and my show. And Jackie's Vita Loca's show in the past, she's no longer with us, but everybody that contributed, we want to definitely say thank you. That was awesome. Okay, so going on to new business, new stuff. We got some really cool guests coming up, guys. We have some... we have actually the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and founder of the American Society of Young Musicians coming on here soon. And he actually is going to be talking about the ASYM Awards coming up and really what the ASYM and the MMPA does and why it's a benefit to you and who they've honored and a whole bunch of really cool stuff. We also have my new partner, Larry Witherspoon, which is actually the founder and creator of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Radio and Television. So it's called RMC, Roscoe's Media Center. And you guys are going to hear about Easy Way TV, presented by Roscoe's radio and TV, RMC. It's going to be really cool. Our show is going to be on Saturday at 5:30 prime time, once a month to start. And it's an in-studio show. It's also going to have a lot of really cool B-roll of all the cool stuff we do. We're playing around with some really beautiful girls and some ideas and some comedy and just a lot of cool things we're going to be producing. So it's going to be half radio show, half television show. It's going to be really awesome. Make sure you guys tune into that. It will be streaming live on our Easy Way TV channel on RMC. So that's going to be coming up here really, really soon. And you guys know our guests. You know what we do. You've listened to what we do, so now you'll be able to watch it and be able to watch my crazy self. And now I got to, like, do my hair, and I got to, like, you know, make myself look all pretty each time I do my show, but that's all good. So we're here, still here, guys, to interact with you. We hope you follow us on social media, Eric Zuli and the Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, and lots of cool stuff coming up. We got the EOTM Awards coming up. I'm excited to host that with Farrah Abraham from MTV's Teen Mom, and they have got me working. They have got me working, trust me. But I hope we see you guys there at the Pacific Design Center coming up here on Sunday. That's going to be a lot of fun. And so this is Easy Way Broadcasting, guys, powered by WTV Networks. You're listening to Easy Talk. And this is also syndicated to many, many other outlets like KNRN Radio and Propsta, Rock This Magazine, and Fan TV, and all the other supporters and everybody that supports us. So I'm going to take a quick break here. I'll pop on a quick commercial, guys, and we'll be right back. This is Havana Watches. So if you need a watch and you need to look proper on that red carpet, you got to go to HavanaWatches.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Havana Watches, guys, you got to grab it. They have really awesome watches, and we'll be tweeting and Facebooking those watches if you want to check them out at Eric Azuli Fans and Easy Way Broadcasting, and actually Easy Way Promotions. Let's talk about that. We actually have a fans page I really want you guys to check out called Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Promotions. And what that page is all about is anybody that is a client of Easy Way Promotions, exactly what we're doing with them, what they have going on, and the progress of their success. It's pretty cool. So you might want to go like that, check it out, kind of follow up with it, Easy Way Promotions on Facebook, and it's just how it sounds with the E and the Z. And so while we're waiting for our guests, we have a couple callers here. We have a private caller, it looks like, and you're on Easy Talk. This is Easy Way Broadcasting. We got a private caller. You're either calling from Skype or a blocked number. Who's this caller here? Caller, you're on air? Hello? And sometimes callers are shy. So we're going to go ahead and grab this caller here, 313-2442. You're on Easy Talk with your man, Eric Easy Zulu, the Hollywood It Guy. How you feeling?
What's up?
How you doing, man? What's your name?
It's Nate Cortez, man.
Nate Cortez. How you feeling, man? You calling into the show. I appreciate the support. You know, what's going on with you? Talk to us.
I'm just calling on, you know, just support everything that's going on right now. You know, support my manager, you know, my friend, Jimmy Moe. You know, he's nominated for EOTM Awards, and I'm just pulling in for him, you know, just to show some love, you know.
Oh, that's cool, you man. And I actually see Chili Moe just called in, so let's talk to him and bring him on. Mr. Chili Moe. Chico on Demand, the star of Chico on Demand a while back, the kid on Chico on Demand, and now he's doing his rapping thing. You're on air, Easy Talk. How you feeling?
Hey, how you doing, Easy? First and foremost, before I begin, I want to congratulate you on being top three, man. That means a lot, coming directly from Blog Talk Radio, so I want to congratulate you on that. Also want to congratulate you also on being the host of the EOTM Awards, co-host, along with Farrah Abraham. Also want to put out there that Nate Cortez is actually calling due to the fact that I told a lot of my peoples to call and listen to the show. Also, the 111, Mag, you're on here. You can go on ahead and speak. Don't be shy. I mean, I didn't tell you to call. Just listen. You can actually speak to him. And I wanted to say great show that you have going on, man, and continue it. And, you know, it's the best out there, bro, and you deserve that. And, I mean, you're good at putting words together. You've always been like that. I have the privilege, people, of knowing this man for, like, about 3 or 4 years. Great man. Great at speaking. And it doesn't surprise me that he actually received that from Blog Talk Radio. That's much love.
And Nate, well, thank you, man. You know, I appreciate it. Top 300. I wish I was the top three.
There you go, top 300.
Top 300 would be pretty cool.
There you go, top 300. Okay, let me get that right. Top 300, but I think you should be the top three. Top 300, and Eric really deserves it. Easy. He does it all over Hollywood, in case you guys don't know, and he really deserves it. So you guys show him some love. I want my whole team to show this man right here some love, because not only is he a good man, he can get a lot done in Hollywood, and I'm letting you guys know that right now, and that's coming from me, Chili Mo.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. And like I said, if you guys want to know more about what we do the Easy Way, you can go to Easy Way Promotions on Facebook. And so we have our guest. We have
Mag
our guest
is talking
actually,
now, too.
Yes.
Mag is talking now.
Oh, hi, Mag. How are you?
I'm fine. Sorry, I'm just on the wall right now, so I couldn't know where to talk that much. But, yeah, I just thought you might have to say hello and see how you're doing. And thank you for having me on
the
show.
Yeah, you were shy on my show. It's okay. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, I'm on the road. That's why I'm on the road. Yes, that's why. That's the reason why I can't really be on. But I'm still listening. I'm listening, though. I'm truly listening on the show.
Definitely, guys. All right, well, we're going to break to a quick commercial here. This is the EOTM Awards coming up on Sunday. It's going to be real hot, and then we're going to be bringing in the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and founder of American Society of Young Musicians and originator of the first Easy Achievement Award. So stay tuned, guys, and we'll be right back.
Celebrate Entrepreneurs' Biggest Night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded awards show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Farrah Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zuli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, CeCe Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Mo, Mimi Foss, Dawn Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookhouse, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed.
All right, guys, we're back with Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your crazy host, Easy, also known as the Hollywood It Guy, and we have our wonderful guest, Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson. How you feeling?
All right, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to join you today and be a part of what's going on here in Hollywood and what's going on around talk radio, the Easy Way.
Well, we're glad to have you, Jarvie. We're blessed for your time, sir. We appreciate you coming on. I know we have a ton of fans, a ton of people that are listening in right now. We got about 14 phone callers that are calling in, and we want to hear your story. So I want to start out, guys, by letting you know this gentleman that is on the show right now is someone that's honored some of the biggest and best, from Whoopi Goldberg to Halle Berry to the biggest and best of their accomplishments with the community and what they're involved in with the film stuff and the music stuff. And he's been in this industry for a long, long, long time. And they have two wonderful organizations. And the first thing I want to ask you, Jarvie, is who is Jarvie Hutcherson? How did Jarvie Hutcherson get created into the industry, into Hollywood?
Well, how I actually got involved in Hollywood, I started at a young age into the pageantry arena, meaningly that I had created several pageants in several cities, the city of Inglewood, city of Compton, and city of Los Angeles. And Dr. Jerry Bluss saw my work and what I was doing in the community and thought that I should get a lot more support and a lot more advancement. And he saw to me getting dollars and bringing it into the community and said I had a good eye for the entertainment world and that he thought this was something I should channel my career in after finishing college. And that's what I did. That's who Jarvie Hutcherson is, and Jarvie Hutcherson stands for I'm a community activist and support great causes, and I believe in young people and what they're trying to accomplish. And in the years of the 20th century, we have to be more, things are changing around on a daily basis, so we have to be able to channel our young people in the right directions, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, and I know you've done, I mean, how many award shows do you think that the MMPA and ASYM have done combined?
Well, the MMPA is celebrating its 20th year anniversary this year, and
AXYM is celebrating 20 years. So both 20 years of celebrating our award shows outside of the other events such as the Talent Showcase for Young Musicians, the conference that we have for young musicians, and our meet and greet reception that we also host for young musicians. They're all our, two of them have been this year already, but we're currently working on our big show coming up, which was set for the third week in September on Thursday night at the House of Blues in West Hollywood. And that's where the award that was built in your name, and I know we're going to talk about that, but that's where also that award, the Easy Award, the Eric Dooley Award, and it will be presented that night at the House of Blues. But let me you, I don't want to take the farm ahead and let you ask a question.
Well, you know, let me, since you brought up that award, Jarvey, why did the MMPA, the ASYM, Jarvey Hutcherson, all the support behind it, what was it that made you guys want to recognize someone like me or someone like my movement? You know, what was the reason that you guys decided to stand behind my brand?
Yeah, because you're actually the only one that we have given award behind a name that's, that we have since our conception of the award. But we saw the young talent in you and all the work that you were doing, not only in music, but all form of entertainment, as far as music, you sing, you host, you guru, and when it comes to social media, everything that you've done has been everything that a young person could possibly have done in the entertainment field. Your ability as an actor and music and everything, we saw the need that we wanted to give award to someone in their name of doing something good that was here on this earth that young people could pattern their life behind and see their work and not be in vain and know that there is someone that actually doing it, not looking at someone that perhaps you've gone on or their name is carrying on, but you actually are doing it while they could see you performing this on earth. So I think this is a good way of inviting young people to see someone that's got something going, that's doing things in the community, that's helped a lot of people, and you have helped a lot of people, especially young people. You're really giving them a format and an opportunity to express themselves and be a part of that, and you have opened a lot of doors for a lot of people in the entertainment industry. So I think that's to be brought to the attention of our masses of people and to know about that, and that's why the Easy Award has been named after you, and we're very honored to have that.
And I'm honored that you did, and I'm beyond honored, and I'm honored that I'm the first and only one thus far. Yeah, there's no words for it. But let's go to the ASYM, American Society of Young Musicians. What exactly is the ASYM, and why do people want to get involved?
Well, the American Society of Young Musicians is an organization to enrich and advance young musicians, giving them the opportunity to be on a platform, to perform their talents, to express themselves, and to keep them in the right direction. What has happened with so many young musicians that are artists that have deterred towards, you know, it's so many causes of, I don't know if the public is aware, out of 10% of musicians, how many of them have had drug problems. So the ratio was way, really up high. And we wanted to keep, we saw the need, and I was a young musician when I was a young teenager, and I saw the need of giving them a format and giving them ideals and keeping them on the right track and not letting them deter towards drugs and letting this be a problem of all genders of music. When I say that, I don't mean just there's hard metal, rock, there's jazz, there's rock, there's R&B, rap, you name it. So we saw the need of this and give them an opportunity, and Quincy Jones and a lot of your major names came aboard of our organization and supported it. And so this is a need for us that the Academy of Music, Arts, and Science have an organization called MAP for older musicians that have had problems. And we wanted to generate this for younger musicians, giving them opportunity at the ages of anywhere from 13 up to 35 to give them the platform to be able to. We assist them with housing. We assist them with if they have dental needs. A lot of these musicians don't have dental plans, and we try to help get dental companies to donate some services to give them opportunities. Some of the schools donate their services. And we also like to
we give scholarships for young musicians, giving them the opportunity to perfect their craft and go on farther in their schooling and to become productive citizens in the music world. And most of all, we pair them with with artists that have already been successful. We have paired them anywhere from, so many jazz artists I can name, Stanley Clark, the list goes on. I don't want to start naming all the musicians, but even then the rap music of these artists have taken some of these kids under their wings and given them direction and opportunity. So the program is to really advance them and give them directions, give them hope, and let them know that their work is not being in vain and that they could learn from a lot of these that have paved the path for them along the way. So that's what it's all about, Eric.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. It sounds like you've really devoted a lot of your life into helping other dreams of followers.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's awesome that you're doing that.
Yeah, and we've been fortunate enough, Eric, to have some of our musicians gone on and now are working with some of your famous musicians who got picked up, and now their careers have taken off and have done well. And then we have some musicians that are now have booked their gigs and they have contracts that they're working on a daily basis. So I could say that the work is not being in vain. It is has helped and it is constantly supporting. And also we have a rehab center that we work with to send musicians that have problems and put them on the right track. And I have to be honest, we've been fortunate enough to say we've turned some lives around and got them back on the right track and saved their lives. So we've done a
Can you share with us some of the success stories that you've had with some musicians that have gotten involved with the ASYM?
Yeah, we had two musicians that Quincy Jones saw after that had took them under his wings and paired them on to record labels, and now they are working under other artists that they're currently traveling with. That I could say the list goes on. Neil, he was on Good Morning America. Good Morning America this morning. Neil, he's one of our musicians that got picked up with him. We have someone with Bonnie Ray right now that's traveling with her, and we have one that's traveling also with Herbie Hancock. So. These musicians have gone on and successful, and the thing I like most about it, Eric, they've came back to our organization, giving dollars back and money back, and giving their time and supporting the program, and that's what it's all about. They needed help along the way, and they said that the one thing they could do is at least give back to the organization, and that's where some of our successes. And then we have a lot of young musicians that have gone on to become studio musicians that, when there are needed in the studios for artists, and these names are prominent names that are currently recording, have worked with them and been a part of their career. So it's been a win-win for us, and we're very happy for that.
So let's talk about the and by the way, you said that you played, you used to be a musician yourself. What instruments did you play? What did you do?
I was a keyboard player. I played in a band. I didn't ever think I was the greatest musician, but I played in two bands, and then I... Also, as a keyboard, my mom really pushed for me to be a musician at the church, so I did that for a while. I wanted her to be happy, and I did that for quite a few years, that she was very happy with it. And then I saw the need of the leadership ability of taking and creating this organization. And I'm fortunate enough to say that we are just currently opening up a new chapter over in Hawaii, and we're very honored at that. And we have one in New York, and we have two new directors, and the chapters are growing. We've had a few chapters around different states that are still formulating and coming together, but it's a national organization, and it's a 501c3, and certainly we are open, and we always need help and need dollars to support our cause and help these young people continue their education and to continue the program of their needs of dental, health plans, housing, whatever the situation can be. You have musicians come out here and lose their instruments. Their instruments get stolen, they can't afford instruments, and we're able enough to say that we've got many music companies giving them their musicians, giving them actual instruments to go ahead and to continue their career, and so we've been very fortunate.
It sounds like it, and I definitely want to refer you to Music That Pays, which is a company that sponsors us, and I think they'd definitely love to support your organization. And you said Hawaii. You know, I gotta give a shout out and throw Wanda Electric Lady Wilson out there, because she lives in Hawaii, and I know you know Wanda, right?
Yes, I certainly do. That's great. Yes, well,
I will be in Hawaii for their having an event that they're working on for October that they're working on to do their big first fundraiser. I'm excited about being in Hawaii, and they're getting a lot of support from the definitely the main island. That's where it's being held, but we are getting a lot of support from companies there, Clear Channel, and many are supporting it. And this coming year, the national organizations, we're going to put out our, by the first of the year, we're putting out our first CD, a population with a lot of your major people, major artists are going to put have one of their songs put on our population CD that we plan on having for the organization for a fundraiser. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, well, we need to get, you know, just so you know, guys, Wanda was on my show previously. You may remember her. She's on the board of the Grammys, and she's very big in the music industry, and she lives
in
Hawaii. And yeah, that's why I mentioned it. I think we need to do something the easy way, Jarvin, put you, me, and Wanda together and do something for these musicians, and we can also combine the whole RMC, Roscoe's Radio and Television aspect of things, and you know, the TV and radio piece, and just really open up some opportunities for artists. It sounds like
exactly. Like we would love to be involved with all those sponsors and those companies that want to support and be a part of our program and help save young musicians. And also, while doing that, they're also benefiting up getting their company names out there and getting support of what they're currently doing. And we would love to be a part of that.
Well, let's talk about the American Society of Young Musicians Awards coming up. Do you have a specific date for that yet, or is that still in the process?
Yeah, we have September the 19th on a Thursday evening at the House of Blues, and which we have all nations participating as a sponsor, and we are hoping to have our sponsor list and information is currently going out now, and so we're looking forward to having some great sponsors. And our Trailblazer Award for this year is Gloria Estefan, so we're really excited about that. Some of them have been in the past. It's been Lil Richard. It's been Eric. You should help me name some of these. I'm getting old. I don't remember so many of them to name. There's Bonnie Ray.
Quincy Jones.
Charlie. Yeah, Quincy Jones. Charlie. What is Charlie's last name? The singer, even though he used to be with the Gap Band. Charlie, help me out.
You're getting out of my generation now, man.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forget you about you got. I'm
talking to a youngin. Compared to you, I'm a youngin. So I don't know.
Exactly.
Hey, I need to go get my dad.
Dion Warwick, Burt Bacharach, Dion Warwick. The list goes on. There have been many artists that we have honored at Trailblazers. So it's time for Gloria Estefan for her. She's done a tremendous amount of work over all around the world and supporting great causes, supporting musicians. So we're excited, and there's other artists that we're honoring from the rap arena, the hard rock metal, from jazz. So it's going to be quite an evening. And Eric, you're going to be participating. Well, you're on the board of both organizations, but you are going to participate as a presenter at the event. And we're very honored to have you a part of it and have you there to be a presenter at the event. And probably present the Eric Zuley Award. How about that? That'd be a great honor.
I'm honored to be honored, and I'm honored to give honors. And then we're also going to be covering with my show, the Easy Show, which has been expanding and getting into bigger and better places. So anybody that does come to that awards and gets involved, and by the way, if people want to get involved in the awards we're talking about, what is the process of doing that? How can they find more about
it? Certainly, we would love for people to get involved, to either become a member or to volunteer their time or to give a donation to our organization. They may go to our website, which has been updated, to www.asymusicians.org. So, again, that's asymusicians.org. And you could find information, and if you're interested in becoming a member, there is a place to leave a message. Let us know. We'll send you all the forms and information for you to join as a member. We've been fortunate enough over the 20 years to have about 1,600 members over the United States and over in the UK that are members of our organizations, and a lot of these are part of our writers, producers. There are doctors we have a part of our organization. So it's pretty much an organization not just closed to young musicians. We have all these people that are joined and support our cause, and I'm 100% behind the program. So we certainly want
to open the door and let more come in and become more actively and build an organization where we have more dollars to work for these young people.
I encourage everybody that is listening to my show and anybody that's listening to share this show, and support it, and check out Multicultural Motion Picture Association on Facebook, as well as the American Society of Young Musicians. Like that page, follow their program, follow what they got going on. They do a lot of fundraising type stuff. They do a lot of showcases, which is great to showcase artist talent. They've had a lot of great talent. I've known Jarvie for 7 years now. You know, we've known each other for a pretty long time, and you're doing great things, Jarvie. And I want to ask you about the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and we've talked about the music. Let's get more into the film side of what your organization does.
Well, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association is a program that promotes diversity in the cinematic arts. Not only is our organization promote cultural background, but we promote things on the cutting edge. Things that are not the everyday type of motion films that you would see. So we support diversity. We believe diversity is a key element in the motion picture line of industry that has done very well with movies that are out now that are doing exceptionally well. So it's an organization that also gives scholarships to young and upcoming filmmakers. That is one of our vehicles that we channel our dollars to, is giving them opportunity to their platform, to finish school as a director, editor. A lot of behind the scenes we cater to more so than we are interested in actresses in terms of that arena, but we cater to more behind the scenes, these young filmmakers that are wanting to go on and get their education from the various film schools and go on and become producers, writers, and directors. So the program has been exceptionally well. We have every year we put on an Oscar luncheon or either Oscar reception. This year, we changed it from our luncheon and we did a night before the Oscar, and it was a huge success. So we constantly are growing, constantly doing a lot of things for young people, and we're doing a lot of service for promoting diversity, which has gone on to be a key factor. And our award show is held in November. We're looking forward to moving towards television. We look forward to the Diversity Awards, our 20th anniversary. We're not for sure if we'll be televised this year, but we're certainly heading in that direction, that this may become one of the largest award shows that there is. We'll be up with the Oscars, so we will be riding pretty high, and we're very excited about that. Everyone's a part of diversity, and knowing what diversity stands for is everyone's a part of diversity, and that's what we like people to remember the organization about, and that everyone has a story to tell. And that's what our program is about, Eric.
It's always about diversity. And I got to tell you guys, any of the listeners listening the easy way, the Diversity News is a big award show. It's a big carpet. I'd say 20 feet or more.
You're right.
And a lot of high-level people. And it's very hard to get into. It's like a kind of miniature Oscars in a way.
Yes. Right.
So we're going to go ahead and take a couple callers. I know you've got some fans here, Jarvie. I've gotten about 14 tweets, and we got about 20 callers here. So I'm going to grab a caller that I know wanted to talk to you. Caller 8239, you're on the line. Go ahead. It's your time.
Hey, how you doing, Jarvie? This is your nephew. Me and Jarvie call each other Uncle Nephew. How you doing out there, Jarvie? This is
I'm doing fine. Well, what a surprise to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you're on here and you're on a great show with Easy and, you know, all the good things that you have happening, in case listeners don't know, you know, is a great deal. I actually donated yesterday and feel good about it. And, you know, when you donate, you feel so good to actually give to foundation of causes and so forth, people. And you want to get involved with this. And this man right here is very great. I want you guys to know. And he's the real deal, just like Easy as well, too.
Well, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate you being a part.
Hey, no problem at all, Jarvie. You know how we got it, man. And I love you so much. Love both of you guys, you know. Love the whole
world.
Yeah,
you're doing great things, too, in the music industry and helping young people. And that's what it's all about. We appreciate you, too, and your craft and your career has been a very enhancing and giving back. And we must acknowledge that and see all the good things that you're currently doing. And keep up the good work. We're really proud.
Hey, I really appreciate that, Jar, but I could never compare to you and Easy. Trust me. You guys are the best.
Well, you're heading in that direction, that's for sure.
Yeah, I love you guys both, man. All right.
Yeah,
then.
we're gonna stay tuned
thanks
for that.
Thanks for calling in.
We're gonna stay tuned for that album, Chili. So we'll be telling people about your album. I know you got that coming out. So thank you for calling
yeah,
in and supporting.
And thank you very much, Easy. I appreciate it too.
All right. Guys. Now, so Jarvey, the MMPA, the Diversity Awards. Talk about some of the press support, because I know we have a lot of sponsors and a lot of advertisers that do mm-hmm. know about the show and do listen. Talk about the type of press support and the type of awareness that can be developed off of these award shows and off of the MMPA and ASYM, and how it could be a benefit to the corporate people.
Well, certainly the fact that we've been fortunate enough to have articles in the Los Angeles Times on the Getty Image, the News Calendar, the Entertainment Tonight, all your entertainment shows, Hollywood Access, and we've been on all of these different TV shows, but also we've been covered by Wire Image, which goes all over the world, and we get extensive amount of media. So the organization, our sponsors usually benefit being on our Step and Repeat, as well as in our souvenir program, as well as being announced from the stage. So we tend to know the people that sponsor the award show, because it's strictly done off of dollars that are coming in from the various corporations and companies, which we've been fortunate enough to have the studios. But we tend to not let our organization be just supported by entertainment industry companies. It can be supported by any type of company that stands for, that's something to do with a good taste for an organization. We like to reach out to them and be a part. Our show is not closed. Like, some of the shows are closed where everybody can't be a part of it, everybody can't participate in the award show. But if you are a corporation that wants to participate, you actually have a table at the event and sit on the floor with the celebrities and everyone. So it's a more hands-on organization that you could be a part of, and you don't have to necessarily say that you can't be a part of the organization. You could join and be a member. You could be a movie buffer. You like watching movies and like being a part. So there's a lot of different channels where you could become a part of the organization. So I think that's one of our key factors, Eric, that we must stress that to our listeners, and making them aware of the organization, that they could be a part of this, and they could support, they could donate, and they could become a member of the MMPA as well.
Becoming a member of the MMPA or ASYM, what benefits does a member get?
Well, some of the benefits that a member get by being a member of the MMPA is that you get newsletters of currently what things that are coming up, that we're having the Oscar luncheon, our meet and greet reception, our annual Christmas toy drive, the official award show, and our Oscar luncheon. So those are our key factors that we have in the course of the year. But also, too, we're able to get discount at some of the concerts and some of the movie premieres that we're able to get some of our members in, get comp tickets. So there's a lot of avenues that you're able to get with the membership, and the membership levels start anywhere from a low-end level if you want to just be notified of our events, or if you want to be a member, a voting member of who we honor for the actual award show. Those are our higher level of memberships that you could join in as a member. And if you're interested, you could certainly contact our office, or you could either contact Brad in the office to get information about joining. I don't know, Eric, can I give out that information? Or?
Oh, please do. Yeah, go ahead and give out
certainly.
The information.
If you're interested in membership, feel free to contact our office at area code 310-358-8300. Again, that's area code 310-358-8300. Or you may email Brad Daly at bdaly, D-A-L-Y, mmpa@gmail.com. Again, that's bdaly, D-A-L-Y, mmpa@gmail.com. We'd be more than glad to see the information of joining. And if you go to our social sites on Facebook for the organizations, both organizations are listed, Multicultural Motion Picture Association, MMPA, and the American Society of Young Musicians, ASYM, if you're interested. And we're very fortunate enough to know to have a lot of good sponsors and a lot of good support from our executive committees and our board of governors that are part of both organizations. We are very honored.
And who are some of the other board members? Who are some of the other people involved with the organizations?
Well, if we're speaking of motion picture and television, you have some. You have Rupert Murdoch. You have gosh, you have some of your top. Robert, Eric, you really got me. I need to pull up my forms to name all the good ones. But you're a part of that board of that. There's Congresswoman retired Diane Watson. There's a lot of your top studio execs that are part of it. The Motion Picture Association that are members of it. We also fortunate enough to have some of the celebs that have gone on to be previous honorees to be a part of the board of the board the executive committee and the board member. And for the ASYM, in which you also serve on, Eric, there's the list goes on from Quincy Jones to Herbie Hancock to Bunny Ray, down to we have Pete Dilley now. He's just most recently become a part, actively involved. The list goes on. I would have to pull up this whole list and start naming it. I don't have it right in front of me, but there's so many. If they're interested, you can go to our website to see some of the names that are involved in the organization. But I certainly look forward to your calling, and you are perhaps going to our websites and looking at them on Facebook, as well as to the website.
Remember, guys, if you're interested in anything that you ever hear on this show or this broadcast, you can go like the page Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z,
yes,
on Facebook. Message us on any things, and we will direct you towards wherever you're trying to get to. But it sounds like the organization is a lot of fun. So tell us something on this show that nobody else knows about the MMPA, Jarvie Hutcherson, or the ASYM. And make it juicy.
Well, some of the things that they don't know is that we're currently are getting ready to branch out over in the UK with the Diversity Awards. We're going to be receiving a big honor over in the UK for the Diversity Awards. So, and it's a diversity group there that has a program that are honoring us. So I think that's something that they should be aware of, and that we're growing tremendously, and that everyone's a part of diversity. I like to make sure that I stress that diversity means everyone. So we want to open the door and let you in and come right in and get busy and help us keep this going and making it a huge success.
I love it, Jarvie. Now, we have our other guest that has just arrived, and I don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to go on a quick break here, do a quick little endorsement commercial, and then I want to introduce you to our next guest. And if you could give us a little shout-out and a little support after this commercial, we'd appreciate it. So, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, EZ, the Hollywood It Guy, only on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard for how to load it easy way. Life is hard for how to load it easy way. Life is hard for how to load it easy way. Life is hard for how to load it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner,
Big
Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet, and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Easy Talk every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks and on Blog Talk Radio, syndicated to over 25 other wonderful outlets. And we got wonderful car sounds in the background. You never know what you're going to get on the show. Don't know where that's coming from, but, hey, we're just making part of the show. Right, so I said, Jarvie, I said, Jarvie, I wanted to introduce you to somebody very fantastic that's a part of the Easy Way movement now that I've just recently met, and we just clicked, and we're partners now. We're making some great headway. Amazing things happen. Guys, we're honored and blessed to have Larry Witherspoon now on the show on Easy Talk, who is the founder and creator of Roscoe's TV and Radio. Everybody knows about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Yes, they came up with a TV and radio network. So, Larry, are you there?
I'm there, Easy. How you doing?
What's up, my man? I'm doing good, feeling good. I got my my fans that are listening to my show. I got my friends that are on the show, and my guest, Jarvie Hutcherson, and I'm blessed to introduce you guys. Jarvie is the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, as well as the founder of the American Society of Young Musicians. Jarvie, meet Larry.
Yeah, I'm very glad to be a part of it, and I have to say that I've been fortunate enough to eat at the eateries. I've been to quite a few of them, and we certainly enjoy having this in our city, and it is exceptionally a landmark where we all love to come. I was there the night that our President Obama came by, the one on Pico. So I've been quite supportive of our chicken and waffle is one of the landmarks that when you're free to go and get some good food, that's where you want to go.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, it's there and we're here to stay. We're just branching off and, you know, in our way of giving back to the community. We're in Hollywood, so why not have a place where people and normal people or semi-normal people can come in and be able to participate in the entertainment industry? Many times the barriers is not having access to facilities, professional facilities, and establishments like the one we've built. So now we've made it possible for people to come in, whether it's Beverly Hills, Hollywood, or L.A. in general, come in and be able to have the same thing you have to go over to Burbank and all these other major studios to get. So we're excited about it.
I have to add in there, I just was having a meeting with Larry yesterday, and he said, hey, meet us at the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Long Beach. So I was not expecting to see huge building. I don't like this huge plush building, and I'm expecting to see a restaurant. But it's more like a just really just nice restaurant with like added stories. And you walk in the door, and on the left is the restaurant, and on the right is a plush, nice jazz lounge, like martinis and really professional, comfortable seats. And then you walk past that, and then you got a nice VIP area that's like couches galore and a fireplace and chandeliers. And it was amazing. So Roscoe's stepping it up. That's all I got to say.
I have to get to that one. I haven't seen that one yet. Boy, that sounds like it's really somewhere definitely you could go to be entertained and have a good time.
Well, that's the goal. You get to go eat some chicken, then come over to the jazz club and dance it off.
That's good. I'm looking forward to being there. I was in Pasadena. I went in Pasadena for a meeting. So you definitely are springing out and doing a lot more and growing. And the thing I like about it, you give me opportunities that if people don't necessarily in Hollywood, they could go in South Central, they could go in other areas of the community, and there's one there. So this is one of the good things that you are not you're reaching around in all parts of the communities and doing things. So that says a lot about the whole entire art organization and corporation of what you're doing, and we're really proud of that.
Well, you know, Larry, you said dance it off, and I'm sorry, Jarvie, I got three under the bus here. Jarvie has two left feet. He can't dance, so he can't go.
I'm not sure he's got food, that's for sure.
Well,
but I'm going to dance off something, Eric.
Well, strategically, Roscoe is located in these different areas. It gives us the opportunity, you know, to reach a lot of people and say, why not put Roscoe's TV in there. We got all types of celebrities and common people as well coming in from around the world. And they go in and then introduce them to the brands that are on the screen. Because they're sitting there for at least 45 minutes. So we said, when you're sitting there, why not just, you know, enjoy some of the folklore, some of the, you know, entertainment, some of the different people that you might run into in the city, and then some different brands. And, you know, so we said, hey, why not Roscoe's TV? Then we expanded into radio because we see that radio is not going anywhere. So we built a facility that allows us to broadcast and connect to any over-the-air radio station in the country, as well as being able to stream 24 hours a day, but with a professional facility. Not, you know, you go in and it's like in your bedroom or in your living room. It's a professional radio station built by the same people that built Stevie Wonder Studios. It's just a vision that has come to pass, but giving access to the community. So we're creating a complete media corridor on Pico Boulevard between La Brea and La Cienega, because we also have a film soundstage there. We have a television network going to be in 60 million households. So a complete broadcasting situation where the community actually has access to it, to not only just be broadcast, but to train people in those type of arts, because everybody's looking to do something in Hollywood. But if you don't have access to the facilities and you're not trained to do the work, then, you know, you won't be able to participate in the economy.
Well, did we lose signal?
Hello?
Hi, guys. Who's it? You guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think we might have lost Mr. Larry. You might have lost signal. But you guys listen to Easier Broadcasting, and this is live. I think we got no. Easy Way Broadcasting. This is live, and you know we do have a lot of our guests do call in, and they're calling in from a cell phone usually because they're so dang busy they can never get to a landline. Larry, if you're listening, if you can hear us, go ahead and you know, exit out and then come back in, and we'll get you. Or actually, I'll be shooting you a text here. But yeah, Jared, I wanted to make sure you met Larry. You know, kind of saw the movement that we're doing, and we're doing some fantastic things. I know that the MMPA and ASYN can do some wonderful events at Roscoe's and a lot of these situations, these facilities that we have now. And I'm glad you had a chance to meet Larry.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm really honored. Right.
There he is.
Is Larry back on?
Yeah, I mean, I never left, but anyway. It's all good. But like I was saying, I don't know if you guys missed everything I was saying, but I was.
Oh yeah, you did. You just dropped, man. It sounded like you lost signal.
No. I don't know. For some reason, it just. But at any rate, what I was saying is having access to facilities here, with people that are looking to get into the industry, and are looking to get the skills for the industry, whether it's in front of the cameras, in front of the microphone, or behind the scenes, working cameras or working the equipment, all that's made available between La Cienega and La Brea. La Brea and La Cienega, we have soundstage for movies and TV. We have the radio station, and we have the digital signage network. So essentially, giving people access to the facilities to gain those tools and hone their craft, whether they are artists, entertainer, athlete, and want to have their own show, whether it's video or radio, and like the Easy Show, and taking it to the next level. Well, people can not only just hear them over the audio, but add the video and the TV component to it, and then being able to reach a greater audience, but make it professional. So all those amateur
man, you're still trying to say my stuff wasn't professional before?
No, I wasn't talking about you. I was saying all those amateurs that are out there
that
want to hone their craft
to come on
and be uneasy. They have the ability to do that. You know, because
exactly.
Easy Way TV is coming to light, and I'm glad to be a part of it with Eric.
Well, you know, guys, I wanna go to our segment. We do a segment that's focused on the trials and tribulations of people's lives and what they've gone through. And I'm glad I have both of you guys on the line because I want to ask you guys both this question. We'll start with Jarvi. Jarvi, can you share with us some trials and tribulations, some stories, some examples of some hard times that you've experienced that was like hard to get over?
Well, actually, when I started the organization, and I actually started when I was in college, I didn't have the funding of money to create this, so really pay for the organization, all the paperwork that had to be dealt with, and I didn't have an attorney that was willing to do it for free. So I had to raise money, and I had to, at some point, I had to do without of not able to buy things that maybe some young people would have went out and spent on a fancy car and things at a young age. I took some of that money and saved my money so I could be able to create what I have been doing now for 20-some years. So I think that has been one of my challenges of getting started and having the proper dollars and having the support. And now that there's opened up a lot more ways of getting this type of support, so that was my struggle in getting it off the ground, and I've been fortunate enough that it's grown tremendously. So I could say that was one of my major struggles when I was coming up, Eric.
And what did you learn from that moving forward?
Well, I learned from that dedication and commitment. Sometimes you have to be able to give a sacrifice, something that you would have normally spent it on other directions just to get yourself started and get a good base going for yourself. And I had to eat a few air sandwiches along the way. So I learned that as a lesson, and this has put me in the right perspective where I am today. So I think that has been a lesson for me, and it has taught me well, and it has grounded me to appreciate what I'm doing now.
And what about, do you want to, on a different category of messed up situations and trials and tribulations, have you ever had a partner of some sort or somebody involved with you that kind of backstabbed you or anything like that?
Well, I've had an experience where it was just that in creating the organization that I was willing to do along with two other young brothers that we went to high school together. And the problem that I faced is that they were so busy worrying about me being the president so they could see my vision. And I went on, and they had both since then have came back to me and said, we were so busy worrying about you being the president till we couldn't see the vision of what you were trying to put forward and what we could have been a part of. And so that was one that I could say that it taught them a lesson and taught me a lesson that how we have to sometimes be able to look at a person and see their vision and where they're trying to go and where they're trying to go. Because a lot of people can't see your visions and they take it, the whole concept, wrong. And this is why sometimes people miss out on a lot. So that's what I could say about it.
Yeah, I agree, guys. Anybody that's listening, make sure that let's be somewhat of a lesson for you. Make sure you, when you work with people, don't just work with them and be trusting right away. Like, make sure you test them. And make sure that they're, you know, they're trustworthy and they're the right people to work with. So, Larry, same kind of question to you. Trials and tribulations, challenges, things that you faced that were tough that you learned from. Could you share with us, please?
Well, as it relates to business, having a colossal plan or idea and not having people that claim to support you actually believe in you, and then when it comes and it starts to happen, they go, oh crap, it's happening, and then they don't have the funding or they don't have the resources they had that they said they had because they thought you was playing or they thought you weren't serious. And they go, oh well, go, when you get there let me know, and then you're like, hey, I'm there, and they're like, oh wow, you did it, you know. So having people that pretend they believe in you, pretend they support you, and then when it's coming time to support you, just don't step up to the plate. So more disappointment and frustration because, number one, when they look at you, especially if you're African, for me, being African-American, to have something that they think that, you know, you couldn't possibly have because you don't seem to be the one that should have this, and then you actually do it, it just kind of flips their lid, and then they end up dragging their feet, and then you end up, you know, dismissing them because they're full of crap. So essentially, those type of things. And then if you're not strong in character, and if your only belief system is you yourself, and you don't have a higher power that you believe in of some sort, then you'll get very disappointed, and very discouraged, because it's really, you know, a harsh thing to how people commit to, and especially if you're young and impressionable and you actually believe them, and then they leave you hanging, and you know, like, wow. So if you don't have a greater belief or a belief in a power greater than yourself, then you will be sitting there spinning your wheels going, oh, I can't believe they let me down, you know. So having the faith and your vision and your purpose, because when your purpose it meets the right people, then everything works well. And sometimes I've learned to stop inviting people into my vision and allow them to be placed in my vision.
Right.
Wow, that's deep. I thought you were going to say you like got some bad taste in chicken and waffles or something like that.
No. Roscoe's chicken and waffles has been good to me. You can see it. I got my one pack as a result, you know?
And it's been good.
Right,
it's been good to
many people. I think a big moral of this of the story, guys, is you got to really do your research. And like
yeah.
I said before, test and you know, go work with people for a while before you really accept them in and bring them into your circles. And not everybody with a pen and a paper is a producer. Not everybody that says that they're a producer, they're doing something or they have something going on. And even if it seems like they have a lot going on, a lot of times, believe it or not, they don't. They have people that do, and they're utilizing that. You know, so just
yeah.
more, you know, make sure you guys do your research and don't just get caught up in things too quick. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, I mean, due diligence is always a part of it, but at the same time, in this day and age, people can parade a lot of things. It can be all the right documents, all this and that, and then you look behind the curtain, there's nothing there. So essentially, due diligence is the most important thing, and you'll be able to tell. If people really got it going on like they say, because they'll be able to do exactly what you and I did when we met. We talked, and then we produced, and we executed, and kept it moving.
Within like 3 days, baby.
That's right.
Yes.
Because when you got the real stuff, you should be able to move like that. If
yep,
you don't,
right,
then
yep.
keep it moving. Or tell people,
and by the way, guys,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned for a really awesome interview the first day that I met Larry. And shout-outs to Melina Gay. And shout-outs to you, Jarvie, because I met Melina Gay at your event, at your toy drive. And
right,
I connected with Melina. Me and Melina are like best friends now. She invited me to be on her show, Manners and More, with Melina Gay. And Larry was there in the studio. And then we got to talking.
Cool.
And we made it happen. So I want to show you guys how the networking happens the easy way.
Yeah.
And so you guys will be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to tell the fans, everybody that's listening, you'll be able to watch an interview on the Easy Show or Easy Way. I'll put it on Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, and we're going to be popping video on there of exactly the beginning, the first day me and Larry met. Then we also have another video we just recently did last night at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles talking about exactly what's going on. But actually, since we're on the show, Larry, why don't you fill all the listeners in on what's going on? What is Easy Way TV provided by our RMC?
Well, listen, the RMC is designed to take programs and shows and people and talent like yourself and be able to wrap our assets around it and then introduce it to an even broader audience. Like I said, entrepreneurs, artists, connecting them to their fan base and then being able to have the professional assets so you now look and feel like the pros. I mean, when I say pros, like ABC, NBC, like the radio stations, the KJLH and all those different radio stations, so you're not taking a back seat to them because you have the same equipment that they have. All you're doing is now taking your fan base and you're helping elevate them. So as they see you lifted up and rising up, they'll be encouraged to lift up and rise up. So you got to be elevating how to bring those people. So when you step it up, then it gives you more access to more opportunities for advertisers, sponsors, as well as other networks that will then want to take your shows and then put them on their network and then expand the vision even greater. So Easy Way goes global. So that's what it's about, is being able to take of people that have a fan base, wrap these assets around them, and give them the same look and feel as the Giants. And then we go and do our thing and doing it professionally. So that's what we're doing.
I gotta say, it was pretty cool to be eating chicken and waffles and looking up and seeing my face on the screen.
We made that happen in an hour. So
yeah,
let
me tell you guys, I met Larry, and within 72 hours, we were doing emails back and forth. The channel was made, which is a channel of RMC, Roscoe's Media Center. It's called Easy Way TV. And within an hour of that, the infomercial was finished. And another hour after that, the infomercial was playing on all the screens and all the Roscoe's. And
that's
how fast
this
guy
moves. That's how we do it. That's what I meant.
That's great.
When people that are about it. that we made it happen, rmconair.com. So we made it happen because he had positioned himself where he has an audience and he's professional. All we did was put our heads together and then execute because we can.
It's wonderful.
Yep, you gotta walk about it, not talk about it. And it's we have a lot of cool stuff in store, a lot of awesome shows, a lot of great
right.
guests, a lot of opportunities. And right
mm-hmm.
now, you guys, you're listening to three power players on. I keep forgetting. I guess I'm somewhat of a power player now.
uh-huh.
You know, three power players that are on a show that are here to open opportunities for you guys. You have Jarvie Hutcherson, who has all the different avenues of film and music. And is looking
mm-hmm.
to find members and give people options to meet other people and people like on his board like Quincy Jones and like really really high level people. The easy way is opening these doors. We're opening these opportunities for you guys. And then you have the founder of Roscoe's TV and radio. I mean, that's a lot of power you guys have here. And so I really
mm-hmm.
strongly urge you to go on Easy Way Broadcasting, like that fans page, and talk to us, interact with us. The reason
mm-hmm.
we created this broadcast station, which is number 300 of Blog Talk Radio, I'm so happy. I'm going to keep promoting that. Thank you, Blog Talk. We created this to help fans interact with Hollywood. And we're bringing on these people that want to interact, and we're looking for talents. We're looking for these things. So don't just let it pass you by. Don't be afraid. Contact us, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, real simple, and like the page, message us. You can get directly to our staff. We'll get back to you. I got so many success stories that I could talk about of people that actually did it. In fact, I'll talk about one. We have a little girl. She's 4 years old from Canada. Her mother contacted us and said the number one thing that her little daughter wants to do is meet the Blue Ranger on the Power Rangers. She contacted us within 72 hours, the magical 72. One of our staff members contacted them. They finally got them on the phone with me, and I said, oh, my God, this is such a story. I'd love to help this little girl. I contacted my boy Najee, who plays the Blue Ranger on Nickelodeon's Power Rangers. Jarvie, you know him. I brought the Power Rangers down to a couple of your events.
Yeah.
And Jarvie's like, oh, my God, this sounds like such a cool thing. I'd love to meet this little girl. We set up a radio show, and the little girl met the Blue Ranger on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not playing, guys. We're here for you.
Well, what's fantastic about what you're doing today is the fact that you're representatives of film and music and all that here, and then we represent our digital signage network and the broadcast network. So you have the complete supply chain from the creative part to the marketing, distribution, and broadcasting part right here on the phones. And these things are real. This is not something we're playing with. It's not something we're just talking about. We're
mm-hmm.
doing this, and we're doing it well. And we're taking our market share, not trying to, you know, be anybody else. We're being our own unique self. Here's what I tell people. We don't play the game. We take the game because we can.
Yes, exactly.
I'm tweeting that. I'm stealing that from you, Larry.
There's no problem.
I'll give you your props, though. Yeah, guys, so just make sure you can email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. I urge you to just like the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. And also we have a group on Facebook, Hollywood the Easy Way, which I might add we're at 3,400 members now off of 100 invites, and that's within 3 months. So people are meeting each other left and right. People, I'm watching. I mean, here's another example. We have one of my good friends, Jennifer Irene, who's up for the running of the top 20 Maxim Hometown Hotties for 2014. She has maybe 7 people that are on our group, Hollywood the Easy Way, that's promoting her, and she doesn't even know it. These people are going to this group to use it to promote, and she told me, oh, my God, ever since they went to your group and promoted, we got an extra, like, 500 responses off of that
wow.
group. So it's really working, guys, and I made that group specifically to have people interact with each other, to meet great people, and I'm not charging anybody for it. It's there for you. So go to Hollywood the Easy Way, join up, and we do our due diligence. We look at everybody that's joining, and, you know, if you're a good person, you're making moves, you're hustling, you know, we're definitely going to accept you, and you're going to meet some great people like the people that are on the show here today. So, guys, before, because we have to get to our next segment, which is called SOS, which is Secrets of Social Media by Mike Precise, coming up here soon, I'd like to take a moment, Jarvie, if you could do us a favor and say you're Jarvie Hutcherson, the wonderful president of the MMPA and ASYM, and you're doing it the easy way so we can get that drop for the show real quick.
Great. Jarvie Hutcherson, president of the MMPA, American Society of Young Musicians, doing it the easy way.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And Larry, if you could do the same, please, we'd appreciate it.
This is Larry Witherspoon from RMC Media Center, rmconair.com, and we're doing it the easy way.
Thank you, guys. And before we let you go, can you go ahead and any shout-outs, anybody you want to talk to, any friends and family? Because this is going to be – and I'm thinking, I don't know, I'm thinking that Mr. Larry is going to take this and syndicate this show and have this like everywhere. You're gonna hear it somewhere or whatever. But right now, this is actually, just so everybody knows, this is going to be – this particular show, because I like it so much, this is going to be in Rock This Magazine. It's probably going to be in Spaced Out Magazine. It'll be in on Actors Reporter. It'll be on KNRN Radio. It'll be on KCLA 99.3 Radio and probably about 12 other outlets as well as maybe 13 blogs. So this show is going to go everywhere. I really enjoyed the show, and we are one of the top-ranked SEO companies, Easy Way Promotions, and we're going to be pushing this. So when you type in this show, it's going to come on the top of the search engine, the top of Google, top of Yahoo, top of MSN, Bing, all that stuff, and you will be hearing it. You know, so anything that you guys want to say, it's definitely going to be heard. And this show is also being featured on the front homepage staff pick section of Blog Talk Radio tomorrow, all day for 24 hours. So I'm estimating a lot of listeners.
All right. Sounds good.
Any shout-outs you guys want to do? Any friends or family? Anything else before we let you go?
Shout-out to the Roscoe's family, Roscoe's TV, Seabird Jazz Lounge, Tina Michelle, and all the rest of our broadcasters, Foster's Animal TV, and Easy Way TV coming your way.
All right, and I'd like to say a shout-out to our members of the MMPA, the organization, and to the young musicians and those that are interested in helping and supporting young musicians, giving them a platform and opportunity. So I'd like to give a shout-out to all of you, and also I'd like to say a shout-out to Roscoe Chicken and Waffles for what they're doing and their corporation and all the things that they're opening up to give opportunities for people to be a part of. I commend that, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate it. So, everybody, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks. This is Easy Talk. I'm your host, Easy, the Hollywood It Guy. We really appreciate you guys and your time. Thank you for being on the show. We're going to go ahead and do a quick little break here for Havana Watches. When we come back, we're going to have our segment with Mike Precise, the SEO social media guru, and he has so many cool social media tips. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
All right, guys, so we're going to come back and make sure, as far as Havana Watches goes, make sure that you guys get a Havana watch. Go to HavanaWatches.com, and I'm going to give you guys a quick little discount promo code here that I can't find, and I'm trying to find the promo code. Give me 1 second. Here we go. All right, so if you guys want to get a Havana watch and you want to get a nice little discount, all you need to do is go to the website and type in X5YCMXH9N5. That'll get you a 15% discount just because you're doing it the easy way. That's our gift to you for listening to the show. We appreciate you guys. So we're going to go ahead and bring on Michael Precise. Michael Precise, doing it the easy way, SOS.
What?
So secrets to social media. What are your secrets today?
Man, I'm going to tell you something first, man. I love the show, man. I listened to the whole show today. And it's so inspiring, man. It really is. And I just want to say kudos to everything you're doing. I'm glad to be a part of everything that's going on. And I want to tell everybody an easy, simple way to make money using Twitter. Now, it can be done. It's a lot of people do it. And we're talking about $3 up to $50 a tweet. Now, how you would go upon doing this is that you would search under your Twitter provider on the API, Twitter Marketing. Or you just Google Twitter advertising, and what happens is you'll be able to have a choice. you'd be able to be a seller which has a product that needs to be promoted through Twitter. And if somebody does get your, you know, affiliates with your link, you pay them a portion of whatever they tweet, and it's a percentage every time they tweet, or you can hop on a distributor, and you could be tweeting and making money as they pay you. Now, what kind of distributors I'm talking about? We have distributors that actually do Universal Movies, Universal Records, and what they'll do as an example is that they'll give you a movie that's coming out that they want you to tweet out. And every time you tweet that movie out, every time you get a retweet or anybody says anything about that to the tweet, guess what? You're going to get money. And we're talking about lifetime. We're talking about Twitter advertising, lifetime. The Twitter market is changing right now. There's going to be premium services available, which allows you to probably be able to get past a certain amount of followers. Everybody's doing it. LinkedIn, MySpace, Facebook, everybody. And now Twitter is finally able to monetize and get their software so they can make money off their software, because there's just too many people, Eric, on Twitter right now.
I know. You know, Mike, I actually had a couple fans contact the show, and they asked, you know, they actually said they liked the SOS segment, and they actually had a question, and their question was, how do we get this information? How is it that we have information that they've never heard about?
Well, it's easy, really. You know, a lot of people don't really search. You know, a lot of things are free. So how I get my information, like I said, I'm licensed by Twitter to run a software called TwitterAdder, which is the only design software that Twitter has distributed that allows services on a scale to build following and build a follower base. Even though there's a lot of software out there that do this, Twitter only distributed one software, so I'm licensed behind that. So being licensed, I'm getting a lot of emails from Twitter directly, telling me who to follow, who not to follow, and also giving me API status updates. And if you just go to Twitter status and Google Twitter status, here's a key and here's a hint. Go to Twitter status on Google, and it will show you exactly what the status is on Twitter, what's going on with Twitter, and when everything is going to be done to where, you know, the network is actually capable, and you can pursue and you can perform the actual functions of the whole platform instead of, you know, waiting for the platform to go through changes. Because everybody right now on Twitter, Eric, is suffering or is seeing a big decline or a huge refreshing of their Twitter profile. Everybody's feeling it, not just you.
Recently there was a huge drop in a lot of people's followers, and
yes.
I know a lot of people are like, what the heck is happening? Do you know why that is, or?
Well, like I said, man, Twitter is a platform that is for social media.
Don't say anything that can possibly get you in trouble, because I know you're licensed and certified with Twitter and everything, and
yeah,
I don't
no,
want
no,
to
I'm,
do anything that can. So you know, be careful on, you know, you're on air,
yeah,
and you don't want them coming back. So
no, you're absolutely right. Now I just want you to know that Twitter is a social networking platform that enables everybody to either make money or to get products out or to just to get marketing exposure, and a lot of people, I kid you not, are doing it the wrong way. You know, a lot of people are either doing it or they're using Twitter for just an advertising purpose and not an actual networking, you know, not an actual networking platform. And really, to tell you the truth, even though you've got tons of people, thousands of billions on Twitter, Twitter really does look at the progress, looks at your account, how many times you tweeted, how many retweets, how many accounts are, you know, linked into this. And, I mean, they really, really, really do this. They really look at this. And if you use, you know, Twitter the right way, and, you know, you're able to do so much. It's going to open doors for so many people. And then that opens up, you know, for the verified account. I get a lot of questions. How do I get a verified account? And nobody can get a verified account but the artist or the person wanting to verify. And what happens is all you got to do is you want a verified account, and they make it quite easy, is you just get a Google verified account, and you're going to follow the directions, and you're going to talk to Twitter yourself and get the information that you want them to know so that then they can pin or approve your Twitter account being verified. And only Twitter can verify your account. Nobody else can do it for you. You can't pay money to get it done or anything like that. Twitter will tell you if you are worthy to have that verified check or not.
Okay. All right. So, this is awesome information. Like secrets of social media, the easy way. I love it. And remember, guys, this is information really that you're not really going to get. And we do take a risk. I have to say that we do take somewhat of a risk when we give you guys this information in this detail and this direct. But you know, we're doing it for you guys, so you have an outlet to know. The 411 and what's really going on with social media.
Yeah, I gotta touch on this, Eric, as you said that. We do take a risk, but this is the only way people are successful in the Hollywood industry is by taking some sort of risk, by either, like, taking their money that they get on their first job and either spending it on a nice Cadillac or actually reinvesting in themselves. The reason why I'm so prone and so about social media is that if you do not use social media the right way, social media can kill you. It can ruin a career, and social media in the wrong hands can also ruin careers. And so it's very, very vital to let the people know that as an artist or as a manager or whatever have you, that going into Twitter, it's good for them to know a little something about these platforms so that they get a little bit of, so they can get schooled and they know what they're getting themselves into. And if a problem does happen, they know where to go find help.
Gotcha. Well, it's great information. And so how do people find, find your situation and everything you got going on? Go ahead and tell them about your radio show. And I know you got your show in the next, like, 40 minutes or so, right?
Yeah. So I got a show that's at 99.3 on KCLA FM at 4 or 5 every Friday. Also, I got the Nice and Precise show coming out that's going to be on Blog Talk, Rafi Uncensored, and please Google Rafi Entertainment MTV. That's RAWESED Entertainment MTV.com. And check out the platform. Eric's going to be doing some real big things, man. And I just say, Eric, I commend you on everything that you're doing. And, Easy Way Promotions is where it's at. It's where it's at. It's going to be ranked number one SEO company, because literally, I would tell you something, that a lot of companies that go out there saying they know about SEO, saying they know about this, they have no idea about it. And this is a company that knows everything about everything. I mean, they can get you, they might not know everything, but they can point you in the right direction that can get you the questions and the answer that you seek to find. And that's Easy Way Promotions. Check it out, man. This is Mike Precise, Vice President, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yes, I appreciate it, Mike. All right, guys, so that was Mike Precise with SOS. We're going to go ahead and pop on our new artist, which is now doing it the easy way. You can check her out at Easy Way Promotions on the fans page. Her name is Alizé, and she's got a song called Code Red, and we want you guys to tweet us and Facebook us and tell us what you think. Mike, thank you so much for your magic, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. This is Easy Talk, and I'm your host, EZ, the Hollywood It Guy.
Tell them stop. We have a code red. You can say what you want, I grind all day. Better give me that man, not a boy I can pay. Don't take that eye candy away. Not a fake or a flake, gonna keep it wide awake. Say, we have a code red. Say you want it, found it, you can make it extra hot. And know that once you get inside, you can never stop. I keep it on lock, but you get the code combination. And now you got me open, cause you can keep my heart racing. Cause when he got close, the rip was cold, yellow. On that go red, and you gon' know that it was him. He gon' have a swim.
be the boss. On a journey, now you're learning in my eyes, you get locked. At the couch of love, of course. Guaranteed to prove an overturn of a bar. Green don't stand a chance, and the yellow almost late. But give me that red, and he will never go out late. It's like we faded in the moonlight candle. If I had one wish, it would be a red handle.
Guys, you can check her out at Easy Way Promotions on Facebook, and you can check her out talking. She was just on WTV. You can also go to WTV Networks, and she's actually doing a little acapella of one of her new songs, new single, really, really hot single. I hope you check her out, and she's Alizé713 on Twitter if you want to follow her. So it's Code Red, and you guys listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio, soon to be on RMC. And I'm your host, EZ, the Hollywood It Guy. And so make sure you tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Shane Sparks has his show, Planet Dance. And Shane Sparks will also be on RMC, Easy Way TV. He'll be in the studio. He'll be doing a show real soon at the same time, I believe, 2 p.m. on Saturday. Only it's going to be live. You'll be able to see him. They're going to be doing some dance things, and we're going to be putting a lot of really cool stuff together with that. And as well as make sure you check out Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Mo Egger, former NBA star, Sports and Music with Mo Egger. And make sure to, just keep tuning in, guys, WTVNetworks.com. We're always with the S, WTVNetworks.com. We're always putting on some great content and great episodes and blog posts and always featuring artists and new news. And, we just had Kathmandu, actually. Kathmandu won first prize at the top pet convention in the second top pet convention in the world, from what I know. It's called Super Zoo at the Las Vegas Mandalay Bay. And because they won first prize, they got people like Bed Bath & Beyond and MGM Grand and really major people hitting them up. Kathmandu, go Kathmandu. .com. You can get, it's a toilet seat for cats, and it just eliminates all the hassle. It's better for the environment, better for the health and stuff like that. If you have a cat, I definitely recommend checking out gocatmandu.com. Just go to Easy Way Promotions, and you'll see Easy Way Promotions on Facebook. You'll see information on that. And shout out to Kate Mesta, katemesta.com, doing great big things and making great things happen with Dancing with the Stars and ABC. You'll see them on the website there pretty soon. They are doing my jewelry line, my dog tag line, Easy Way Wear. That'll be up for sale pretty soon, guys. We'll keep you tuned in for that. You can go to primewin.com. That's going to be one of the outlets that you can get that. And check out my site, Eric Zuley, ericzuley.com. EasyWayPromotions.com, all the wonderful sites. So make sure you tune in, guys. And my show next week is going to be hot, like they always are. And we'll be answering calls. And really what we're going to be doing, guys, as far as answering calls live on air, we're going to be looking at your posts on Facebook and Twitter and talking to us. Let us know what you want to talk to us about, what you have going on. We definitely want to hear you. But we're actually getting a lot of callers now, and we can't answer everybody, and there's not enough time. So we're going to be doing a segment specifically for questions and answers to our guests, and a lot of great things coming up. So thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Love you. This is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio as of now, but that's going to be changing here real soon. And, this is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk, and I'm Easy, the Hollywood It Guy. I hope you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuley. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.